The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Tom Williamson of KIIC Radio in Albia and Dale Wagner of the Sac Sun. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, this is Tom Williamson, KIIC News in Albia. And certainly we've been hearing a lot of buzz about tax reform proposals. And I read conflicting information on who's going to benefit and who will be hurt. Is it too early to make a call? And really, what's your thinking? What's your hope for a tax reform bill?
Well, until we get a bill put together, it's too early to make any judgment on anything. But the Liberal Brookings Institute in Washington, D.C., that doesn't want any tax cuts, they have put out a lot of information based upon what we call a framework that just is not legitimate in any way, because you got to have the details in order to know how it's going to affect the middle class. Our intention is to have a middle income tax cut.
And lowering tax rates or increasing the threshold for income tax, is that part of the proposal?
Corporate tax rates, 20%, both rates, 12, 25, and 35. With maybe yet a fourth bracket a little bit higher, but that decision hasn't been made yet. Then you'd have, for pass-through income, probably a 25% rate. That would be a differential from wages and salaries.
Thank you, Senator. We'll look forward to action on this.
Before Thanksgiving, I believe.
Great. Good. Thank you.
Yes, Senator, it's Dale Wagner at the Sac Sun. There's some concern that the federal government may lower some renewable fuel standards. What do you think is the likelihood of that happening, and what should the Iowa farmer be doing to protect their interests?
I've talked to the president. I've talked to Pruitt by telephone, and the president hasn't changed his mind on ethanol. That ought to be the end of it. But Pruitt still is pursuing some things that we think are detrimental to ethanol. And on October the 17th, Ernst and I and a few other senators are going to have a meeting with Pruitt and try to find out where he's coming from, what he's trying to accomplish, and if what we read is where he wants to go. It's contrary to the president's promise. The president has reiterated that promise to be for ethanol to me, and we're going to have a meeting with Pruitt. And so maybe on October the 18th, I can answer your question more fully, but we're very much committed to defending ethanol and to make clear that the president would be letting the people of Iowa down if Pruitt moves ahead.
Tom, back to you.
Okay. October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, Senator.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all know security breaches are more common. The scope is more massive for individuals, businesses, and even governments. So what are some recommendations of what can you advise and what is the government proposing?
Well, we've had a hard time over 3 or 4 years getting a consensus on what needs to be done. But we had a hearing in my Judiciary Committee, and then other committees have had hearings because of Equifax. It's bringing together, it will bring together a compromise, I think, on data security. And it's badly needed, and I'm embarrassed we couldn't reach an agreement before now, but presumably we will be able to get one now because of Equifax bringing people together.
Dale?
Senator, talking with some of your constituents here in Sac County, they're concerned about what they perceive as a lack of action by Congress to move the Republican agenda forward. How would you respond to their concerns?
They are absolutely right. We haven't moved the key things. The one key thing that hasn't been moved that probably causes this exasperation, both for me as well as my constituents in Sac County, is because we didn't deliver on health care, and it's very embarrassing for me to say that we didn't. Three senators decided not to vote with us, and that made a difference. 49 plus three, any one of the three would have made a law pass, and I don't think we'd be answering these questions, but I have to answer them. So I think that there seems to be a consensus now that we haven't delivered. We got to start proving ourselves, and tax reform before Thanksgiving, I think, will relax a lot of people in their feelings.
Tom?
Senator Grassley, thanks for your constant campaigning to reduce waste and fraud in government programs. And now you and Senator Elizabeth Warren have recommended that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services work to add devices to Medicare devices in order to reduce some claims and to kind of track the devices. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, you're right. And we also worked with Warren on another bill with the Food and Drug Administration, in which we got a bill passed to reduce the cost of hearing aids. You know, there are expensive hearing aids, and I'm not going to find fault with expensive hearing aids, except for the fact that they only serve about 1 out of 7 people that have hearing aid problems. So then what to do about the other 6 out of 7? There are cheaper hearing aids that, other than $3,000 to $4,000, that a lot of people could afford. So our legislation would allow those 6 out of 7 to be able to afford hearing aids that they want, and the FDA will be responsible for writing regulations now to put those on the market.
Thank you.
Dale?
Senator, the farmers in the area would like to know what's happening in regards to crop insurance and conservation efforts in the new farm bill discussions.
Well, we've just finished the hearings that we have to have on the farm bill, and we will be writing that farm for November. At least that's my goal. I don't know whether the chairman agrees with me on that, but I think we need to get it going, because the first of next year, we got to get a bill out pretty fast. And then so we need to move quickly, and I'll have to speculate here, and it's difficult or dangerous to speculate, but I think that crop insurance is going to continue to be pretty much like it is right now, and I believe that we're going to be able to keep other safety net programs, and CRP will probably be kept at about the level it is right now, 22 to 25 million acres, I believe. But I think we're going to have to make sure that there's some adjustment in what we do there for the government paying so much for CRP that it drives up cash rent to such an extent. I think we're going to have to correct that.
Tom?
Senator, the ongoing Russian investigation, interference investigation, a name that keeps coming up is Fusion GPS,
yeah.
Christopher Steele. How do they figure in, and are you feeling you're getting stonewalled by the FBI?
We're being stonewalled by the Democrats that don't want us looking into it because it might involve Hillary Clinton and who paid for it. We haven't found that out, and that's very bad that we haven't found it out. But we're in the process of getting Democrats to agree to a subpoena where we can get that information. Now, it was just reported that Mueller, the special counsel, he's been looking into that right now, and he may have some answers that we probably won't get the information on for a long, long time. But we hope to get that thing settled.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Tom and Dale, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.